After the jubilation, the reality sets in. It's hard to say right now what that reality will be. Some Egyptians are already worried. Egypt is a country of 80 million people. Maybe a million of them made themselves heard in the streets over the past 18 days. And that means that 79 million people didn't protest. One of them is Adam Ahmed. He's 25 years old, an internet entrepreneur in Cairo.
The 79 million people like me who are not on the streets, yes, they are proud, yes, they want democracy, but they were willing to wait. They were willing to wait so it could be done in an organized fashion. Give time for the opposition to actually have a real opposition. It needs to be clear right now there is no opposition party. So essentially, it had to be the army. We don't have more freedom now. We have much, much, much less.
Adam Ahmed says that he's not a supporter of Hosni Mubarak. He believes that the protesters traded the dictator for martial law. He's got confidence, he says, in the military to provide for the security of Egyptians. But it's the state of Egypt's economy that concerns him. In the short term, he says, the military is not well positioned to bolster Egypt's economy.
That might take a month, might take 2 months, might take 6 months just to get any form of resemblance of normality. And that's the problem. And during this time, this is when Egyptians are really going to suffer. It's already started to happen. These people out on the streets assume they're going to go straight back and find their jobs. Fact is, most of the corporations here in Egypt will not be rehiring these people, not because they're protesting, because the economy has slowed down.
Adam Ahmed points out that Egypt was among the few countries in the world that posted some growth during the global economic crisis. Ultimately, though, it still wasn't creating enough jobs. And many people who've been in the streets have been protesting the lack of opportunity. Ahmed says that if the protesters have been willing to wait until the September elections, the ones that Mubarak said he would not run in, it would have inspired greater confidence in outside investors.
Right now, it's army rule. It's something which will discourage any kind of foreign investment into this country. And many business owners will want to, you know, they're not sure what they're going to do. So, you know, they're going to put a stall on hiring new staff. They're going to put a stall on advertising and spending, which isn't really helpful to anyone. It's what happens when you start thinking only for the next day and not 2 months down the line or 3 months down the line.
And your fear of what's going to happen is what?
My fear is that we'll get into an economic situation which will be irrecoverable. The fact is, Egypt, during the whole economic crisis, is one of the only countries in the world to actually show growth. Yes, it wasn't enough for the whole population, but it was the right track. And now they could put a stall on everything. You know, we could be taking back another 10 years to recover from this.
Once again, that was Adam Ahmed, an internet entrepreneur in Cairo. He did not take part in any of the demonstrations. He describes himself as not pro-Mubarak, but pro-democracy.